Cell service on Prince of Wales Island has never been great. In early March, people from POW testified in a public conference with the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. Some said they are forced to use cellular boosters in their homes to get any service. Some residents in Kaufman Cove even have a designated cell phone tree, a spot next to a particular tree that happens to get service. One potential solution may lie with the General Communications Incorporated, also known as GCI, a telecommunications company whose representatives visited Craig, Kowak, Thorne Bay, and Kaufman Cove for the first time last week. State Representative Jonathan Christ-Tompkins, who helped spur the visit, says the meetings were to begin talks on what services GCI can provide and what business opportunity there is on POW.
Ultimately, after a few conversations with GCI, sort of arrived on the idea of inviting them down to the island to sort of take a look themselves and get a sense of sort of what things are like, what cell service is like, the lack of cell service, profoundly so in some communities.
Misty Fitzpatrick represents Kaufman Cove on the POW Community Advisory Council, an organization that helps to solve issues facing all of POW. Fitzpatrick says getting improved cell service is as much of a need for the local tourism industry as it is for residents.
From the business perspective, I think it's a big push. I think we're at a huge disadvantage comparatively to businesses that do have access to reliable communication and data in general.
While these talks were about providing better cell service to POW, it was also about how GCI can make money. GCI is one of many cellular companies in Alaska that can receive federal funding to build cell towers and other equipment in remote Alaska. But the company can choose to invest that funding elsewhere if it thinks it cannot make a profit on POW. Thorne Bay City Administrator Wayne Benner says he is cautiously optimistic the visits have shown GCI that not only is there plenty of opportunity, but how badly they need the better wireless service.
I think they have a better understanding that we're not just crying wolf and want to be right at the top up there like everybody else. We just want to have service that's reliable and usable. None of them really realize the state that we were in. So maybe our screaming and hollering will put us more on a par with some of these other communities.
GCI spokesperson Heather Handyside says company representatives used the visits to gather info on the layout of the island and the status of current equipment. With that info, they'll try to come up with a business plan that can provide better service to the island while making revenue for them. Handyside says they can't commit to any solid plans yet, but they're impressed by the community's passion on this issue.
But what I can say is that the enthusiasm and the knowledge of the folks in the community, plus the determination of your representative to kind of keep bringing this up and keep it visible, is a really huge asset, and we're going to continue to look at it and evaluate and see what we can do.
More talks will continue about how to improve cell service on POW this September when carrier representatives meet in Ketchikan at the Southeast Conference annual fall meeting. In Ketchikan, I'm Liam Niemeyer.